This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's shiur. So the halacha shiur is entitled Pets in Halacha. There's quite a lot on the sheet. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golko@gmail.com. What is the connection with this title and this week's parsha, Pets in Halacha and Parsha's Boy? So the obvious connection is the pasuk, the famous pasuk in Parsha's Boy, Lechol b'nei Yisrael le'yecharatz kelev l'shoinai, that against all the children of Israel, no dog literally shall wet its tongue, shall sharpen its tongue, which is understood to mean that dogs didn't bark as Klal Yisrael are getting ready to leave Mitzrayim. The dogs didn't bark. My wife told me that she was once in a shiva, and you know that awkward moment where there could be a lot of avelim, it's a big shiva, and you want to make your exit and you stand up and you say hamokam, but you want to do it discreetly and quietly, you don't want to be too much attention. And she was there, and she observed this certain lady sort of quietly go over, or get close and get ready to say hamokam. And suddenly there was silence in the room, and all eyes turned on her. And she froze, and she looked at the avilim, and she said, "Lechol b'nei Yisrael le'echaratz kelev l'shoinai." This is a pasuk that came out. Maybe it's a sort of associated with fear, with anxiety. But anyway, that's the connection to the parasha. So what I want to do this evening, maybe we'll split it into two. We'll do one this week and one next week. But we're going to talk about pets in halacha. That's the connection, that the dogs didn't bark as Klal Yisrael were leaving Mitzrayim. We'll discuss this evening maybe ownership of a dog. There is a whole shiur we had a few years ago about dog ownership in halacha. There seems to be some lots to say about it. You can check out that Torah Anytime shiur a few years ago, dog ownership in halacha. But we'll just mention one or two things briefly, and then we'll discuss feeding pets, giving them to eat. And maybe next week we can talk about other aspects. Pets on Shabbos is a major topic, and being a vet in halacha, not straightforward at all. Anyway, is it okay to own a dog? So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, "Lo yigadl adam kelev ra b'toich beisai." A person is not allowed to raise a dangerous dog in his house. Why not? Says Rashi there in Baba Kama, "Mipnei shenoyishech u'mabeach." That if a dog barks and could scare a woman, and Rahman Islam, she could miscarry because of that. Furthermore, the Baal Gemara says also in Baba Kama, "Lo yigadl adam es hakelev elim kein hayakashah b'shalsheles." A person shouldn't raise a dog unless the dog is chained, and otherwise it's kept safe. But a dangerous dog, it's dangerous to raise in the house. And the Braisa also says, this is also in Baba Kama, "Latanya." If a person raises dogs, it's like raising pigs. Person who raises chazerim, pigs, they are subject to some sort of curse. Well, so too if you're a magadal kelev. Now, on the other hand, you sometimes see, and I haven't brought it, but this is in the larger share of dog ownership, there are very positive things to say about dogs. The Kalev, the Marsha says, and others comment that Kalev, the very name, connotes loyalty, and they're considered positive. They're rewarded in this week's parasha for not barking. On the contrary, we see that if you have a piece of nevela, it's la kelev tashlichunai, so you should actually reward the dog and give it to the dog. So it's sort of a mixed bag of makoros about owning dogs. It's something which has become more prevalent in recent years. Certainly over COVID, it seems to be you see more from families owning dogs. But there are dangers if the dog is not kept at bay. The Rambam brings this Gemara, and his nusach is slightly different. He says, "V'chein osru chachomim legadal chazerim b'chol mokum." You can't raise pigs, v'lo yes hakelev, nor can you raise a dog. Elim kein hayakosher b'shalsheles, unless it's tied with a chain, with a properly contained. Avam megadal hu klovim be'ir hasmucha l'sapar. You are allowed to raise a dog or to own a dog in a city which is on the border. Why? Because that's for security reasons. B'yoyim kaishrei uvelayla matiro. In the daytime you tie it up, and at nighttime you can release it. Cursed is the person who raises dogs and chazirim, because hezekin meruba umotzui. The danger can be very ready and very apparent. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this. He says in Chayshin Mishpat in Niskei Mammon in Siman Tov Tes, also the Gadol Kelev Radim Kain who also b'shal shlois shall barzel v'kosher bohem. You can't raise a dog if unless it's tied up, etc. So the Rambam, it's interesting. The Nusach he uses is Klovim. He just talks about Klovim and v'lois haKelev and Kain. He doesn't talk about Kelev Ra. The Shulchan Aruch calls it a Kelev Ra. So there's what to say about that. But either way, it seems to be that the only real halachic problem is if you own a dog which is going to cause danger and you don't contain that dog. But otherwise, it seems to be okay. But again, dog ownership is a larger share, but just to highlight some of those points. Now, a next halachic implication of owning a dog or any type of pet is feeding the animal. What are the halachas? That if you come home from work, and you're hungry, you want to eat something, the halacha is you've got to feed your dog first. Where does that come from? It's actually a pasuk in Shema. The Chayodim brings this in Chelik Aleph Klal Memhei, Sif Aleph. Also la'odim, this is in paragraph 3a. Also la'odim le'echol klum, at sheyitzin machal le'behema va'ofes shemezonosen olof. You're not allowed to eat anything until you fed your behema. Yeah, you've got a cow in the backyard, in the field, or you've got chickens or something like that. Shemazonoson olov, you are responsible for their food. Tichsiv, what's the source? Because it says in the pasuk, v'nosati esev besodecho lefemtecho. You give for the grass from your field to your animal. V'hodar v'ochalto v'savota. And then you eat and you be satiated. So therefore the animal comes first. So if you come home after a tough day and the little, rover or whatever is sort of scraping at the door, or your pussycat is scraping at the window and is hungry, and you've got to give the animal first before you eat. However, the imtzarech lishtos, when it comes to drinking, ha'adam kaidem. You can have a drink first, a cup of tea, a cold drink, whatever it is first, before you feed the animal. Why? Because it says, first of all, you give the humans to drink, and then their flock. So again, based on Psukim, when it comes to eating, the animal comes first. When it comes to drinking, you can get to drink first. Now there's a machlekas, if that is actually a midas chasidus or it's a halacha. The consensus is that it is actually a halacha, and therefore one should be observed. You should observe this very carefully, and to feed the animal before you eat. Now, another interesting area is basar v'cholov. In other words, what can you feed your animal? Now, why do I say basar v'cholov? Because we know that the Torah says three times, lo yisavashal gadi b'chalev imoy. Why does it say it three times? So the Chazal tell us that it's telling us there are three separate isurim. There's an issa bishul, you can't cook the meat and milk together. There is an issa achil, you can't eat it. And there is an issa hano, you can't get benefit from it. So for example, if there's a mistake in the kitchen, you're cooking a chulent, Erev Shabbos, and some milk spills in and it's not bottled, so that becomes basar v'cholov. So the natural tendency is, if you've got an animal, maybe I can feed it to the animal. The trouble is you can't, because basar v'cholov is osa b'hano, you can't get benefits. Giving it to your animal is considered getting benefits. So A, you can't eat basar v'cholov together, that we're familiar with. B, you can't get hana, and C, you can't be mavashal, which means I once had a student who was going into catering school, and as part of his training, he's going into like a non-Jewish restaurant, and a lot of the ingredients, a lot of the recipes involve basar v'cholov. Almost, I remember once someone bought my wife a chicken, a recipe book, like a non-kosher recipe book, and it was 100 ways how to cook a chicken, and she told me that each one was basar v'cholov. It was cream, or it was butter, or it was cheese, or milk, or whatever it was. So, but cooking it together, and it's therefore, and even if you're not going to eat it, you're cooking it for other people. It's a non-Jewish restaurant. So cooking it itself is a problem. So the Shulchan Aruch says there, the bottom in 3b, Kosov batera l'savashal gadi b'chalev ima gimel pa'amim, echad l'issa bishal, v'echad l'issa achila, v'echad l'issa hanon, like I just said. V'hoitzi achila b'loshem bishal, lema she'ina osam in atera l'derech bishal. The only prohibition of when basar v'cholov applies, if it was cooked together. If, for example, there was meat and milk in a cold sandwich, that is also midrabanan, of course, but it's not an issa Torah because the meat and milk wasn't cooked together. Av midrabanan also b'cholinian midrabanan, it would certainly be also. Kol basar v'cholov she'ein osam in atera is muta b'hanoa. Now that's the point. Because if it is not an issa of bas b'chalav min haTorah, so then there is no issa hanah. Now, this is very very interesting, because for it to be also min haTorah, there are certain criteria. It's got to be basa behema tahira, for example. It's got to be a kosher animal, and it's got to be cooked together. So the question is, if you go into a grocery store, you go into a superstore, Tesco, Sainsbury's, and you want to buy some food for your dog, and you go to an aisle which says horse meat or rabbit meat or, you know, some tray for animal, so is there a problem if it says contains cream or something like that? Is that basa v'chalav? So if it was just pure rabbit meat or pure horse meat, there's no problem, because there's no issa hanah on nevela, on non-kosher meat. But if it's basa v'chalav, there would be. So that's a big discussion in the poskim. And the Rambam says something very interesting. He says this is an application of ein issa chalal issa, and then therefore meat from a kosher animal which has not been shechted properly. So for example, let's say you find cow meat, and it's a kosher animal, but the stuff in Tesco's, in Pedigree Chum, in dog food, is not going to be shechted properly. So that's a kosher animal which has not been shechted properly. Is there an issa of basa v'chalav in that? The Rambam says no problem. Because ain issa chalal issa, the issa of basa v'chalav cannot sort of be superimposed on the issa of nevela. An animal which was not shechted properly has got a status of a nevela, and therefore he says there's no issa of basa v'chalav, and therefore benefit will be permitted. However, others argue, and since this potentially involves an issa deraisa, it's best to avoid. So just to bear in mind, when you're buying food for the animal or giving him, you know, messed up chulans or whatever it may be, you have to sort of bear all of that in mind. Another aspect of feeding pets in halacha is of course Pesach. Because another area where you can't get hana is from chometz. So if you know your animal food contains chometz, which it often does, especially fish food. If those who've got fish on Pesach, and they've got to have a slightly different menu for the fish on Pesach, because you can't feed them chometz. And instructing a non-Jew to feed your pets is also problematic if you own the food, you know, etc., etc. So one has to really ask a shayla and look into it. Selling the animal to a non-Jew, and, you know, including it in your mechiras Pesach, etc., etc. These are all possibilities, but just to be aware of the issues. Okay, so that's the end of part one. So connection to the parasha pets and halacha part one. This week's parasha is Bo Elachol Bnei Yisrael Leyecharatz Kelev L'Shenei. Owning a dog is a big discussion about, you know, generally what Chazal say about dogs. A very mixed bag of comments. Check out the previous shir on this topic. But generally speaking, it's okay to own a dog so long as it's not going to be a dangerous dog which is going to cause damage and it's not contained. And feeding pets and halacha, 3 points. Number one, that when it comes to eating, you should feed the pet prior to you eating. When it comes to drinking, it's okay to drink first. With basa v'chalav, you can't get hana. So therefore, you have to bear that in mind, and to clarify exactly what type of food you're giving the dog, because it could involve an issa d'oraisa, and if it's an issa d'oraisa of basa v'chalav, then you can't get hana from it. And pets on Pesach would also be a problem, because there is an issa hana of chometz. In the part two, we'll discuss, Mitz Hashem, the life of a vet. You know, one of the key things that the vet does is to remove the reproductive organs of the animal, that's sirus, which is a major problem in halacha. And the second big aspect is pets on Shabbos. Are they mukta? Can you use a leash? You see this, you know, if there's no Eruv, etc., etc. So that, Mitz Hashem, we can focus on next week. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.